Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A happy Tuesday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. I'm your host, PJ Glass. We got a great show for you guys over the next 30 minutes. We are in full swing, conference tournament week. We got a lot of the big boys getting ready to start. The Big 12 is underway with Oklahoma State and Cincinnati. We also got the ACC kicking off today as well. We're going to preview the ACC tournament coming up a little bit later on in the show. We're also going to look at the Big East at Madison Square Garden. We're also going to talk about the Players' Championship. We're locked in to college basketball right now, NFL free agency, but one of the better golf tournaments on the PGA Tour happening this weekend as well. So we'll do a little tee it up Tuesday, look at the Players' Championship. Nick Henyon going to join us later on in the show. We're going to get his thoughts on the players. Also, he's going to give us some bets in Champions League as well, and then we'll wrap up the show with our favorite plays of the day. As always, any questions, any comments, any bets that you guys have for us in any of these college basketball games going on, make sure you hit us up at the BetMGM Network. You can watch the show on YouTube, on Twitch, live on X as well. We'd love to hear from you over the next 30 minutes. And if you miss any part of the show, make sure you check out the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get rolling on a Tuesday. We go to the Glasser guest line, and our Tuesday regular Isaac Shade joins us. Make sure you guys give Isaac a follow on X at Isaac Shade, host of Locked On College Basketball and Locked On Heels. And Isaac, as I was mentioning off the start, man, this is like when we start to feel like conference tournament week is really here, right? Some of the better games get going tomorrow, and then Thursday is when it really picks up. We got the Big 12 going on. We got the ACC starting in a little bit as well. Obviously, you know the ACC conference very well, being a North Carolina fan. So let's just start there, and let's basically just, preface it as Duke or the field. Is there anybody else that you would bet in the ACC tournament outside of the Blue Devils?
First off, PJ, you're absolutely right. Tomorrow and Thursday, like every bubble team ever, is in action. We've got some great double bubble games as well. That's going to be wonderful. As for the ACC, no, let's not be dumb here, right? This is Duke and Duke and more Duke. You can take a flyer on Clemson on the off chance that the Blue Devils are bored and looking ahead to next week. But if John Shire's team is 75% engaged, they're going to win this thing walking away. There are no NC States in this field. Give me the Blue Devils.
Yeah, I kind of agree. That's really the handicap, is Duke's motivation. If they show up, they're going to win the ACC tournament. What about the Big 12? This should be an interesting one. Houston only lost one game in the regular season, but I don't know, Isaac. I just kind of feel like they're going to get tripped up out in Kansas City this week. I think it could open the door for some other teams. Who do you like in the Big 12 tournament?
Man, PJ, I have debated this one, I think, more than all of the other power conferences. I've been living with Texas Tech. I really liked that. But literally this morning, I switched back to Houston, and here's why. They got embarrassed, and I mean embarrassed, by Iowa State in the championship game last year. I was sitting there inside the arena for this game, and it was one of those where you just felt like, when's Houston's run coming? When's it's not coming? Okay, wow, Iowa State. Holy smokes, Milan Momcilovic is back. It was that kind of thing. And so the other thing is, This Houston team is, I think, severely underrated, and I'll put my hand up as part of that problem. I'm so consumed with Duke and Auburn right now, PJ, that I keep forgetting about Houston, who has four losses this entire season by a combined 14 points, three of which were in overtime, and three of which are to teams that are either going to be one or two seeds, and the others to a tournament team. But that said, Houston does have the more difficult side of the bracket, in my opinion. Should West Virginia make it through, Javon Small is a dude. That's going to be a tough game. And then they got to either deal with Iowa State or a red-hot BYU team in the semifinals. Whereas on the other side, for Texas Tech, I'm less worried about their draw. Baylor doesn't scare me. Kansas doesn't scare me. Arizona doesn't scare me if I am Grant McCasland and the Red Raiders. But I think Houston gets revenge from last year and beats a very chalky, wins a very chalky championship game to actually proclaim that in the second year they have won everything now in the Big 12. Give me the chalk.
All right, very good. Yeah, we're going to look at the Big 12 tomorrow on Send It In. We're going to talk about the Big East coming up in a little bit. Isaac, want to get your thoughts. St. John's or another team for you in the Big East?
Look, I think Xavier's going to be a trendy pick as the four seed for people because they've been on, they're on one right now, but it's not been exactly a murderer's row outside of Creighton. So don't be fooled by that. I actually think despite a couple struggles from Marquette lately, they actually beat Xavier in the quarterfinals. For me, it's got to be St. John's. And not only because of how well they're playing and RJ Lewis and Zubi Ejiofor and everything else. Folks, let's not overthink this. Where is this played, PJ Glasser?
That would be played in New York City, where St. John's plays their home games.
At Madison Square Garden. Exactly right. The world's most famous arena. That cannot and should not be overlooked. St. John's is at home. They're going to be comfortable. They're going to do this. And they're going to stamp. Not only did we knock off UConn in the regular season, but they're going to knock off UConn again. Dan Hurley's going to turn over the keys to Liam McNeely and say, baby, make us go. But it's not going to be enough to overcome Rick Pitino's team.
All right, what about the SEC? Everybody's been looking forward to this one. You can make a case for a number of different teams. Also, the motivation in question, right? Is Auburn going to continue to slide? Are they just waiting for the big dance? Maybe teams like Florida and Alabama as well. How do you handicap the SEC? Who do you like in that tournament?
That you said that so well, PJ. I'm with you. Auburn feels like, do you remember Florida in 07 when they were trying to defend that 06 championship? It felt like they sleptwalked through most of that year. And then the NCAA tournament, they're like, all right, cool. Now this is what we've been waiting on. Auburn has been so dominant that I really feel like they, maybe since they lost those last two regular season games, they want to pick that momentum back up. But for me, it's got to be one of these top four. I described it to you recently as these top four are an offensive line that none of the rest of the SEC is going to be able to break through. I'm actually going to go with Florida. Florida winning this thing, beating Alabama in a crazy semifinal game, and then knocking off Auburn to win this thing and really, really affirm themselves as that fourth number one seed. And if anybody else trips up, they might even move up from there. Watch out for Arkansas as a bit of a dark horse. Could they be this year's NC State winning five in a row? Perhaps, but I'm going with the Gators.
What about in the Big Ten? Michigan State obviously has been as hot as any team in the country, but I think Maryland's going to be trendy. Illinois could be trendy. We talked about that 8-9 game yesterday between Indiana and Oregon. That maybe could provide a sleeper team. How do you like the Big Ten?
What's interesting about both Maryland and Illinois, I'm with you. I like both of them. They got to play, though, in the quarterfinals if we get the chalk as it goes. I really, really like Illinois ceiling, PJ. I think we get an Illinois-Michigan State final in this thing, which would be incredible stuff. Michigan has really kind of fallen off here. They're going to be in the tournament. They're safe and they're good to go. I just don't see them making it to the championship against Michigan State. And give me Illinois. This is my least chalky pick here to upset Michigan State in the championship and help overcome some of those losses. They turned bump their seeding up a little bit in the NCAA tournament. Love that for Brad Underwood's team.
All right, very good. So we talked about all the Power Five conferences, who Isaac likes to win those conference tourneys. Isaac, let's talk about some of the teams that have already clinched their spot into the big dance. Who's a team that people should keep an eye out for that you think has a chance to pull off an upset that you really like?
That's a great question. As of right now, we have 7 of our 31 automatic qualifiers in. We get 4 more today. Woo, baby, let's go with that. The team I really like, PJ, is Drake. This team is 30-3 this year. The year after losing Darren DeVries to West Virginia, man, it's just like, I love it when teams do this because that means they've got things figured out. Third straight Missouri Valley title. America, get ready to learn the name Bennett Sturts. This is a 6'4 junior guard, 19 points a game to lead the MVC, 4 rebounds a game, 5.7 assists, 2.2 steals. He shoots 38.6 from 3 on 4.6 attempts. Just one of those do-it-all guys that, you know, just getting up and down, throwing down a few dunks. Bennett Sturts leads Drake, and I cannot wait to see their matchup when the bracket is revealed on Sunday.
I like it. Outside Arch Madness, Isaac, I think the tournament that everybody looks forward to, the final out of the mid-majors, is in the WCC when we get pretty much Gonzaga and St. Mary's every single year in the final. We get that again tonight. St. Mary's is looking for the sweep, trying to beat Gonzaga all 3 times this season. Do you finally think the Zags get a win tonight against St. Mary's?
You know, PJ, what's that old adage? It's really hard to beat a team 3 times in a season or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, that's why it's going to be so crazy when St. Mary's does it tonight. For the 2nd year in a row, they beat Gonzaga in the conference championship game. How about this? 28th straight West Coast Conference final for Gonzaga. I mean, that boggles my mind. But with apologies to my dear co-host Andy Patton on Locked On College Basketball, who is a massive Gonzaga guy, St. Mary's Gales bringing it home yet again. Gonzaga going to have to play their way in. Is that Sweet 16 streak in jeopardy? I can't wait to find out. Give me the Gales.
All right, very good. Isaac, before I let you go, as always, we got to get the shady pick of the day. What's your best bet for us on this Tuesday?
Man, you know, this one does feel a little bit shady because I think this line is all sorts of messed up, PJ. I think we would describe this as a don't overthink it. TCU is only a 2.5-point favorite over Colorado. The Buffs are terrible. And look, I hear people out there yelling, Isaac, Colorado literally just beat TCU by 20 to wrap the regular season. What? Come on. Nah, let's not overthink this. TCU, there's the shady pick of the day. Don't mess this up, everybody. Go find ESPN Plus and let's make it happen.
There you go. TCU lay the 2.5 today against Colorado. He's Isaac Shade. Make sure you guys give him a follow on X at Isaac Shade, host of Locked On College Basketball and Locked On Heels, joining us each and every Tuesday. Isaac, thank you as always, sir. Can't wait for next week when we finally have that bracket in our hands. It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be electric, man. Have a good one, PJ.
Yes, sir. All right, we'll see you next week. Guys, let's continue rolling on here on Send It In. Any questions about any of the conference tournaments, but especially in the ACC or in the Big East, let us know. Make sure you hit us up at the BetMGM Network. Any teams you're thinking about maybe taking a flyer on, any bets you have in any ACC games today or any Big East games coming up tomorrow, there are already lines out on BetMGM for some of those Big East games tomorrow. Make sure you let us know. Let's start with the ACC, though, right? Duke's minus 325. And as Isaac was saying, I completely agree with them. It's a tough conference tournament to handicap because it really just depends on what kind of Duke shows up. If Duke is motivated and they're going to Greensboro to make a statement and continue playing at the level that they're playing at, Duke's not only going to win this tournament, they're going to win every game by double digits. Now, if Duke is kind of walking through the motions, they're just kind of thinking about next week already, they know they're going to be a number one seed, that opens up the ACC tournament for some of these other teams. And I agree with Isaac. If there was another team that I would look at, it would be Clemson. They're on the bottom half of the bracket. They're likely going to get SMU in the quarterfinals, which could be a tricky game. I think Clemson gets past that. Then you're looking at probably Clemson and Louisville in the semifinals. I would really like Clemson in that matchup on a neutral floor. And then if it is Duke and Clemson in the final, maybe somehow, some way, Wake Forest or UNC trips up Duke and they face one of those other teams. Clemson's dropped from 7-1 to plus 550 on BetMGM, so I think a lot of people are having the same idea. If you're not betting Duke, Clemson would probably be the team to look at. Ultimately, I'm staying away from betting the future in the ACC because it just really depends on Duke and what kind of team that we get. So if you want to get involved with Duke, maybe the way to do it is to just hope that in one of these games they struggle in the first half and that you can live bet them. You can get them at a smaller 2.5, 3.5 point spread. Maybe you'll even get them plus money at a certain point to win the game. But there is a reason why they are this heavy of a favorite. They are number 2 on offense and number 4 on defense, according to KenPom. So if the Blue Devils show up, this is their conference tournament to lose. As for some of the games that we have today that I think are some good spots to bet, 3 games today, Notre Dame and Pitt on the 12-13 matchup. No play for me in that game. Then we have Virginia Tech and California. And my angle on this game is looking at the first half. So obviously, one of the big stories in college basketball this year, when you're talking about the ACC and the Big Ten especially, is these teams that have come from the Pac-12 and are on the West Coast that have to play in the Central and in the Eastern time zones, right? So in the ACC, you're talking about Cal and you're talking about Stanford, Big Ten, Washington, Oregon, USC, UCLA, all the travel that these teams had to deal with throughout the regular season. Obviously, when we get into conference tournament time, these teams know that they're playing in the same city and they're playing in the same arena every single day. So you're adjusted a little bit better to the time change and the weather and all these certain things. However, the first game, I think, could be the trickiest for these West Coast schools. And I'm looking at Cal, who's playing a 1:30 p.m. local time game on a Tuesday against the Virginia Tech team they're favored against. Virginia Tech, a couple weeks ago, went on the road at Berkeley and beat them outright. I like Virginia Tech in the first half, plus 1.5. I'm expecting Cal to get off to a little bit of a sluggish start. I think under 65.5 first half spread could be a play as well. The handicap for me is Cal playing their first game, flying across the country, early local tip, and I could see them struggling a little bit with Virginia Tech. So looking at the Hokies first half spread plus 1.5, or looking at the first half over 65.5, I think both good looks in that game. And then in the other game, Florida State and Syracuse, Leonard Hamilton's last ACC tournament as Florida State's head coach, I think they at least win one game for him. So that Gonzaga-St. Mary's is the game of the day. I like Gonzaga on the money line. I think parlaying Gonzaga with Florida State is a good look today. You can get about plus 150 if you parlay those teams together. So I don't want to lay the 3.5 with Florida State because I think it'll be a close game, but I do like them to win. I like Gonzaga to win as well. So FSU Gonzaga money line parlay plus 150. Couple of looks for you today in the ACC tournament. As for the Big East tournament, as we dive into that here on Send It In, obviously, St. John's is the heavy favorite. They were the number one seed. They won the Big East regular season title. And as Isaac mentioned, this tournament is played at MSG, and St. John's is going to have a great home crowd, and they get to play at home every single game. Now, UConn has always played well at MSG. They played really well there under Dan Hurley. They won the Big East tournament last year. UConn is the fifth team that I would bet, though, at the current odds. They're plus 350. They have the second shortest odds behind St. John's. I would not touch UConn before I would bet some of these other teams. UConn still really struggles on defense, and they're going to have a difficult path if they want to make it all the way to the finals and win the Big East tournament. So they're going to get the winner of Villanova and Seton Hall, which is likely going to be Villanova. I think they win that game, but then they're probably looking at getting Creighton in the semis, and I think Creighton takes down UConn, so I do like Creighton to advance to the semifinals. As Isaac was talking about, the real interesting game, and I think the teams that a lot of people will pick outside of St. John's, is going to be the winner of Marquette and Xavier. Xavier is not only one of the hottest teams in the Big East, they're one of the hottest teams in college basketball. They're playing really well offensively right now, and Marquette has not beaten an NCAA tournament team since January 3rd. It's been over 2 months since Marquette has been a team that's going to be in the tournament. So they've really struggled. Right now, BetMGM, the early line for that game is looking like it's going to be Marquette 2.5. I can already tell you guys I'm probably going to be on Marquette tomorrow on the money line, because that to me is just a classic buy low, sell high. Xavier is riding hot right now. Everybody's going to love them. Marquette is struggling, and Marquette's favorite in the game, so everybody's going to love Xavier tomorrow. I think Marquette's going to win that game, so I like Marquette taking on St. John's in the semis, and I think Marquette's got a chance to pull off the upset. The way I see the Big East breaking down is if St. John's gets past Xavier or Marquette, I think they're going to win the Big East title. However, I think the upset would occur in the semis. I think if St. John's goes to the finals, they play UConn or Creighton, I think the Johnnies take it. The semis would be the game that I would look at where St. John's goes home. So I think Marquette's going to beat Xavier. I'm probably going to bet a little something on Marquette money line as well against St. John's, but those are the two teams that I would look at to win the Big East tournament. I think it's St. John's at plus 140, or I think it's Marquette at 6-1. I like getting these motivated teams that have really struggled down the stretch of regular season play and are looking to build some momentum heading into the tournament, and Marquette is the perfect example of that. Also, they just had a heartbreaker to St. John's, right, at home. They just lost on a buzzer beater, so you know they would love to play them 5 days later and have a chance to avenge that loss. So I'm looking at Marquette. Plus 600 is probably the team. St. John's, Marquette, whoever's win that semi, I think they win the Big East tournament. All right, let's do a little golfing with Glasser. So much college hoops going on. You guys know I love my college hoops, but I also love my golf as well. And we got the fifth major out in Jacksonville this week for the Players' Championship. TPC Sawgrass, par 72 golf course, 7,352 yards. Anybody who's a sports fan and a golf fan especially, you think about the par 3 17th hole, the Island Green, one of the most iconic golf holes that we have, and one of the best finishes that there is in the PGA Tour with the par 5 16, the par 3 Island Hole 17, and then the par 4 18 where there's water all the way down the left side. Should be another great event, should be a great field. Scottie Scheffler has gone back-to-back at the Players' Championship. He's plus 500 to win this week. So Scotty is starting to dip a little bit in the odds board, right? We're used to Scotty being like 3-1, plus 350, 4-1. He's now dropping to 5-1, and that's because he obviously hasn't won in the last couple events that he has played in. Instead of taking Scotty to win, I think the value with his prices being increasing is now taking him at top five and looking at getting involved there at potential plus money. Four golfers, though, that I would keep an eye on this week. First guy is going to be Hideki Matsuyama at 28-1. Three of the last 4 years playing at this event, Hideki has finished in the top eight. He also is in good form. He's finished in the top 25 in three straight events. Hideki has played well in big events throughout his career. He's obviously won the Masters before. He's a great ball striker, tends to play pretty well on Pete Dye golf courses. So Matsuyama, 28-1. I like his price. Shane Lowry is another guy that I'm looking at this week at 40-1. Shane has finished in the top 20 at this course three of the last four times that he has played, and he has also finished 11th or better in three of his last four starts. He had the lead in the second round of the Arnold Palmer Invitational last week. Shane has been playing really good golf, and I think he's going to play really good yet again. I like his price at 40-1. Keep in mind, Russell Henley was 40-1 last week. I think Shane Lowry could be this week's Russell Henley. And then two long shots I have my eye on. I'm going back to the well with Nick Taylor again because we're getting a great price on him at 100-1. I think he shows up and he performs well. And then the other guy that I would look at is Doug Gim at 125-1. Gim, two of the last 3 years at this golf course, has finished 16th or better. He also was tied for 11th in his last start. He's extremely accurate off the tee, which you need to be here because there is danger off every tee shot and every iron shot as well. And he's also a great ball striker. He ranks 9th right now on the PGA Tour in strokes gained tee to green. And that is the key metric you're looking for this week at the Players' Championship. So a couple long shots I would look at. I also like Doug Gim for first round leader at 90-1 as well. So those are a couple golfers that I like. Let's find out what our next guest, Nick Henyon, likes. You can give Nick a follow on X at Nick Henyon, senior writer for BetMGM. Nick, as always, love to get your golf thoughts. But first, let's start with some soccer because we got some Champions League matches going on today. We got some going on tomorrow. And certainly the one that caught my eye was Liverpool and PSG. Nick, any thoughts on that game today? Any bets for you?
A really tricky match to handicap because historically, if you look at these Champions League round of 16 matches, you rarely see variance from the team that wins the first leg to the second leg. Generally speaking, the same team has success in both. Liverpool are so lucky that they have a one goal advantage from that first leg. Expected goals finished, I think it was negative 1.6 in Liverpool's direction. Post shot expected goals, their goalkeeper kept out 2.3 goals over expected. That is crazy in terms of sustainability moving forward. Liverpool haven't lost at home, though, since, you know, the early September. And the price is saying that PSG is a better team. The level of competition they face this year leaves a lot to be desired. So last I looked, Liverpool draw no bet was minus 140. I think that's a little rich on the Reds, but I think it would be Liverpool or nothing for me. But no bets on the game for me so far.
All right, very good. Well, Nick, no bets in that game, but we have some other games later today. We also got some games tomorrow as well. So give us any other bets that you have your eye on for either today or tomorrow in Champions League.
Kicking off in about 20 minutes, so get your bets in while you can. I like over 3.5 goals in Benfica against Barcelona. Is interesting. These teams have played two times in the Champions League this season. First one, 5-4 Barcelona. The most recent meeting, 1-0 Barcelona, but they got a red card very early in that match, which sort of flipped the script a little bit because it was Barcelona that had to play from a counterattacking perspective. Normally, that's Benfica. When they do that, they are very vulnerable in defense, and it allows chances for Barcelona to kind of break down their low block and generate a lot of chances. They have really done well attack-wise at home this year. I mean, they played Bayern Munich at home, Barcelona did, and generated almost 3 post-shot expected goals. So I personally think there's a chance Barcelona can beat this total on their own, but their defense is so just vulnerable to mistakes that I would not be surprised if you see some goals from Benfica, especially when they get to play on the counterattack compared to the first leg. So over 3.5 goals, Barcelona and Benfica, give me that. That is today at 12:45 Central Time.
All right, there you go. Yeah, so 20 minutes to get that bet in. If you're listening to Send It In, that's why you listen to the show. We get you bets that start in about 20 minutes. Nick, let's go to golf. We got the Players Championship this week. Always a really interesting event to handicap just because of all the volatility that you see through the years. There's danger lurking on every shot. What should people be looking for this week if they're handicapping the Players Championship? What are some of the things that go into your model when you're looking at golfers?
I'll be honest with you, PJ. It's been a pretty difficult week for me to whittle the field down to the guys I really want to end up on. But I think what I'm slowly realizing is you just want the guys who are going to stay dry, first of all. There's water on a lot of these holes, so you want the guys who can position themselves well off the tee and then capitalize on their approach games. And then you need to hit a lot of greens and you need to make a lot of birdies. So birdies are better gained, greens and regulation gained, along with strokes gained, tee to green, and approach are basically the 4 key stats that I'm looking at, amongst other things. You know, you can go and read how my full model is on the Roar blog right now. You can check that out as far as how I built it out. But keep dry, great approach play, greens, birdies. That's pretty much it.
There you go. Well, who are some of those guys that fit the model this week, Nick? Who are some golfers you're eyeing?
As far as the top of the board, you find me in an interesting part of my handicapping process because I'm still deciding on whether I want to torture myself with Justin Thomas once again, or if I'm going to I'm going to respond to Colin Morikawa's convincing performance at Bay Hill and back him at a venue where he has not had a lot of success. Thomas, of course, a former winner here at the Players. So I'm currently deciding which of those two short shots I want to bet. But one guy I like a lot this week is Sepp Straka at 33-1 for an outright, plus 160 for a top 20 finish. There aren't many flaws you can point to with Straka. I mean, he's second in the field in birdies or better gained this calendar year, second in greens and regulation gained. He has finished inside the top 16 in 2 of his last 3 starts at TPC Sawgrass and has, you know, a really strong tee to green record, 9th this calendar year, 4th on approach. So I really like his profile coming off of 5th at the Arnold Palmer Invitational. He's shown he can do it in these elite fields. So Sepp Straka first on my list. I'll be quick here. We share an opinion on Shane Lowry at 40-1. The only nugget I'll add to your earlier analysis, PJ, is that of his strokes gained tee to green record and strokes gained approach record, 60% of his tee to green output has come in the last two events. 87% of his approach output for the season has come in his last two events. So echo what you said earlier, Shane Lowry, 40-1, another sort of short shot that's going to make my card this week.
I like it. All right, Sepp Straka, Shane Lowry, a couple golfers to keep an eye on this week. Nick Kenyon joining us. Make sure you guys follow Nick on X, at Nick Kenyon, senior writer for BetMGM, joins us each and every Tuesday here on BetMGM. Nick, always appreciate the insight. Good luck in Champions League today, tomorrow, and in the Players, sir. We will talk to you next week.
All right, sounds good. Appreciate you, PJ.
Absolutely. All right, guys, we've got a minute left here to wrap up the show. Let's get through our best bets of the day. We'll start in the NBA, our prop lock. We're going to take Jalen Duren over 13.5 points tonight against the Wizards. It's pretty simple. You just bet the big man against the Wizards. I think Duren's going to feast tonight against Washington, so we'll go over 13.5 points for Jalen Duren. Dog of the day is going to be in the Big 12 tonight. Give me Arizona State plus 6.5 tonight against Kansas State. Kind of think ASU could be live in that game. You look at these teams, and this spread really should be about 2.5. So the fact that it's at 6.5, I think is way too high. We're adjusting way too much to the fact that Kansas State obviously is going to have a good home court advantage playing in Kansas City, but I like the Sun Devils plus the points. And then my best bet, folks, every year in one of these conference tournaments, you get like one or two team of destiny type feels. If you're following college basketball right now in the CAA tournament, Delaware is the first 12 seed ever to make it to a conference tournament. We're taking them plus 8.5. We're taking them on the money line as well. I'm riding the Blue Hens all the way to the finish line. I think they're going to complete the job. So that's my best bet. We'll take Arizona State, my dog of the day, Jalen Duren, over 13.5 points as my prop lock. Thanks again to Isaac Shade, Nick Kenyon for joining us today on the show. Hope you guys enjoyed College Hoops. We'll see you again tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.